I notice most of us are just settling in. You're still a little bit stiff in the kirtan. That is natural, but it also makes us think about our own spirituality, you know. When we, it's natural that if we come from whatever we leave behind into the association of devotees, and all of a sudden, Nityananda Ram Hare Krishna takes a little reprogramming up there. But this, we call it purification of the heart, is so important for us, my dear devotees. We are sleeping on the lap of various misconceptions, and by engaging in kirtan in the association of devotees and just letting go of all these, you know, what we carry with us, at least for a moment, and allowing the sound vibration to reach the true self and awaken it to feelings of devotion. By doing this, we make advancement which is hard to get by. It is to bring one's spiritual practice to a level of depths and profundity is not so easy. But in kirtans, especially when we are doing them for the pleasure of the Lord, such heightened states of consciousness can easily be obtained. Why? Because they are given. They are given to us. Not we have to achieve them, they are given. We just have to open ourselves. So please, we need to get a little bit more into the bhava here, the devotional mood. But of course, you did very good for your first kirtan at the festival. So here's a garland. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So today is an important day. As we know, it is a day where perhaps a mystery will be. We can't hope that a mystery is quickly lifted, but at least it's addressed. I must say, this particular lecture which I'm about to give took me perhaps 50 years before I could talk about the subject matters. And I did have help. I listened to a few online presentations, one by Hari Parshad and one by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. I listened also to the lecture which Prabhupada gave on Nityananda's appearance day in Bhuvaneshwara, and I tried to put this into a fresh and hopefully very clarifying perspective on Lord Nityananda, because it's my deep conviction that if we could just come closer to an understanding and relishing, you know, of this most enigmatic personality. Enigmatic means there's a mystery around him. Then our spiritual life will be so much easier. This will be a philosophical class. I will, of course, talk a lila. And at the end, I'm very happy to invite our Keshava Maharaj, whose insights I deeply value, to address all of us. So we will need to be a little bit awake for this lecture and concentrated. By the way, good fresh air is a nice thing, but so perhaps Kunya Bihari, you can from time to time open it. And who was this wonderful, your good name again?
Natasha.
Natasha. Maybe from time to time you can open it. You can somehow find the oxygen level, you know. And then whenever, or you can look around when someone goes like this, you can open the window in a compassionate spirit. Yes. Good. Hare Krishna. So you both are our air ministers. Good. We will start by singing a song to Lord Nityananda. We will have to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. They go together. We have to look at them together. There will be a text. Is it ready, Gaurahari, or almost? Good.
Two minutes.
Wonderful. You're ready, right? You know what I try to do before I sing? I try to compose myself and say, okay, now I'm glorifying Krishna. I'm no longer traveling by car or airplane. I'm no longer worried about this new thing or that new thing. I'm just now with the Lord. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Adi. Jaya Radha Madhava Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadhari.
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 Yasoda nandana Raja jana ranjana.
Yasoda
nandana Raja jana ranjana. Yamuna tira vanachari.
Yamuna tira vanachari.
Yamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Shunya Vihani. Jaya Radha Madhava, Shunya Vihani. Kunya Vihari. We will now sing the song Parama Karuna. The two lords, Nitai and Gaura Chandra, are supremely merciful. They are the essence and the crown jewels of all avatars. And they are the source of absolute bliss. O brother, O sister, worship Chaitanya Nitai with unwavering faith. Give up your attempts at material enjoyment and drown yourself in the delightful relish of worshipping them, and let your lips chant Hari Hari.
Hari Hari. Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Shiromani Kevala Nanda Kanda Sabhavata Sarasiromani Kevala Nanda Kanda Sabhavata Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda Bajo bajo bai Chaitanya Nita Shudrida Vishwasa Kori Yeah. रासे मजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि चरिया सेरा से मजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि विदरे सुनि जर गुना गाता अशुभ के जुरे अशन विदरे सुनि जर गुना गाता पशु पकी जुरे पशना विदारे सुनि जर गुना गाता संसारे मजिया रोहिली पुरिया से पादे नहिलो आशा समना कहो ये लोचन दास
So. Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Dear devotees, let us chant the verse of today. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jana Haita Paino Shri Radha Govinda. Jana Haita Paino Shri Radha Govinda. Jana Haita Paino Shri Radha Govinda. Please, someone else chant.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jana Haita Paino Shri Radha Govinda.
Yes, and a Vaishnavi please also.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda.
Jana Haita Paino Shri Radha Govinda. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Shri Radha Govinda. This was spoken with great feelings by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He feels it is by the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's mercy that he has attained the worship of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan Dham. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me so that I will forget all material desires?" Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and the senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated, listen to this, "Without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter the affairs of Radha and Krishna." What is it? Heno Nitai Vinabai Radha Krishna Paitanaina. Heno Nitai Vinabai Radha Krishna Paitanaina. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one cannot obtain Shri Radha Krishna's lotus feet. Yes. Who is this confidential personality who seems to be the channel or the road that leads us to our true desires as Gaudiya Vaishnavas? who is that person who has really, this is a statement, poetic statement, dug a channel, which brings us to the ocean of pure love. Mahaprabhu said, Bedira agama nityananda charitra sarva jiva janaka rakshaka savamitra. Even the Vedas cannot approach Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda is the father of all living entities. He's their protector. He's their friend. Wow, I didn't know about Nityananda being the father of all living beings. In our tattva, we understand Krishna expands into Balaram, and Balaram, from him all living beings come, you know, so Nityananda is Balaram, but this is very big concepts to put in a small pea-like brain, you know. I think what we can all understand with how we are, that God must be without an equal and without a superior. In Sanskrit, asamurta. That we can understand. God is top. Everything else comes. But now we hear that God has a brother. Ooh, that's very difficult. I thought there's no one equal to him and no one superior. More difficult perhaps it is to understand that he has an older brother. Means he comes before the older brother, then the younger brother comes. And perhaps most difficult to understand is that he has a father and a mother, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. How are we to understand this and not just repeat this as undigested beliefs that don't help us when we need to be connected with these truths? You must know that the bhakti tradition teaches us that God can only be understood from two perspectives. And it will be very clear. Don't worry. We will get it. One is the tattva. These are philosophical truths. And the other is rasas, feelings. Let me give you a very simple understanding, which Prabhupada, he had to come up with these examples to make us Westerners understand. A president of a country. You can understand him in two ways. I mean, these two ways include many other ways, but basically. One, he's a president, he's the leader. His work is very much defined by the laws of the country, and he operates usually, if it's not modern times, within the laws. That's the expectation, and so on. And he takes care of the important decisions that need to be made. But then there is a total other perspective to the president, which has to do with a total different perspective. When he comes home, he is a husband, a loving husband. His wife complains, why do you never help me in the kitchen? And he goes and cuts vegetables to have peace at home. His children love him and throw themselves around his neck when he comes home, and he is totally with the family at that time. And there are many wonderful personal things going on. So Krishna, or God, is in the same, not the same, but this is an example to help us understand. Yes, on one level he is God, the one who is praised in the Bible and worshipped in the different world religions with awe and reverence or devotion and so on. But then he has another aspect to his being. And I must tell you, this is very, very confidential. In this other aspect, we learn about his most prominent quality, his sweetness. The sweetness is Krishna's most, let us say, madhuratva, the most outstanding quality, and he is very attractive due to this. Let me give you another word, his lovability, I would say. No? Oh, we can love him, we can really love him. Have you ever been in love? Most people, I heard yesterday a different definition of marriage from a very intelligent person. He said, it means to learn to tolerate each other. I can't understand why someone would marry with this definition, but this is an area which is anyways not reserved for my understanding. So his lovability, Krishna's lovability, his accessibility, for those who don't speak English as their mother tongue like me, accessibility means it's possible to come close to him, and also his vulnerability. Yes, God can be sad about our activities, and he can be very happy about us. These are lovable things which have to do with the area of rasa. Rasa is, however, it's not only a secret. Rasa is a confidential truth that is out of the reach of most. Let us return to our example. If anyone would go to the president and complain, why don't you help me cut my sabjis, you know? Or if he would storm at the president like his little 4-year-old son and throw him on his back, you know, when the president sits on the sofa, whom the son comes, jumps on him and wrestles him down. This is out of the reach of most of us. Normally, there are no videos even about it. When private videos about the household affairs of the Queen of England were published, oh, it was a big problem. And it showed only how she was, you know, out with camping with her children and so on. It was understood. Now a confidential secret has been broken. It's breached. There was nothing candid. We say in German heikel about it. It was just, I thought, well, is there so much fuss about this movie? It was taken away from the public viewing, but of course we live in the world of internet. Someone had the link and it was shown. It is out of the reach of most, the private life of God. This is very important to note. But still, you can only understand the God from these two perspectives. Just like the president. Imagine one day he comes into the office, let us call it the green house, to not evoke any, there's no greenhouse as far as I know, only a yellow house or whatever it's called, the color, but you know, the and he's so withdrawn, and he's in a discussion, and he's so distracted, and he cannot give his brilliant insights And you know, so his best friend comes and says, "You're so different today. You're not performing like the president." Said the president, "My wife said, because I never go and help her cut the sabjis, she doesn't love me the same way any longer." I don't know how to handle this, you know. It's out of the reach, but still, to understand why the president was like this, you have to understand that there was trouble in his other aspect of his life. What we hear in Krishna consciousness, what we see in Krishna consciousness, these pictures where Radha and Krishna are shown in a confidential exchange, is usually out of the reach of anyone. And I know why Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they did not freely talk about these wonderful pastimes. I'm not making a comment that this should not be there. I'm just saying great devotees know this is out of the reach, and a premature transcendentalism where we feel, oh yeah, I got it, I'm a devotee who understands rasa, will not help us. It's called spiritual bypassing, this type of thing. You bypass your own ineligibility and just go into an imagination. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he says about... So Lord is Rasaraj, I'm sorry. He relishes all relationships to the fullest extent. Raj means the king of all rasas, of feelings. He is, his world is a feeling world, and very deeply constantly heaving is an English word, ocean of loving emotion. Heaving means in Deutsch, ein wogender Ozean. I know it's a difficult word. So, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, let's go back on track, has an older brother. The Lord has an older brother, Nityananda, and he understands. This is very difficult to understand. So he says, Badaguta Nityananda eha avatara Chaitanya de kaya jare sedikete pare. In this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is carefully hidden. Only if Lord Chaitanya himself reveals him can anyone see Lord Nityananda. Who remembers the class yesterday? Do you remember how Lord Chaitanya said, "My older brother has come to Navadvip, please find him"? Who went out to look for him? Srivas Thakur and Haridas, very qualified, very qualified. Could they find him? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed to take the devotees to where Lord Nityananda was. What is the word here? Badaguta, where he was carefully hidden in the house of, who was it? Nandanandanacharya. You can visit this place today. It's a wonderful place. It's only, I would say, 6 minutes and 35 seconds from the main entrance away of our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. But there is another aspect why Lord Nityananda is so absolutely special. And for some devotees, this is absolutely ecstatic. For other devotees, I can warn you, this will challenge your understanding of divinity. Name Nityananda tumi rupe nitananda e tumi Nityananda Rama Mutimanta. Lord Chaitanya told him, your name is Nityananda. This is how you are called, my older brother, Nityananda. Your form is also Nityananda, or full of eternal Nitya, bliss, or Ananda. You are Nityananda because you are Lord Balaram personified. Lord Nityananda would chuckle and would answer something different back. He is eternal, Nitya, and Ananda full of bliss. We in this material world live in an Anitya atmosphere. Everything is temporary. You will see very soon you might all enter into a valley of tears because so many older, respectable disciples of Prabhupada will leave. This is now the time where they turn, they approach 80, and because they may have done so much austerity, their body is now not very strong to fight varied illnesses. So yes, one after the other will die. Last year I lost two of people who were very important in my life. I'm speaking as a birthday child here. This is my father and my mother. Without them, I would not be in this body. They left very quickly after each other. They had announced it. If one of us goes, the other will follow very quickly, you will see. And we saw. So we live in the Anitya world, the material world where every thing is passing by. You know, it's for a moment there in our view, and it goes. I invite you to make an experiment. Put a banana, a mature banana, do we say mature? Ripe, we say. A ripe banana in the morning on the table. Should be a little warm, of course, there. And come back in the evening and you will see it is brown. The passage of time, although invisible to our eyes, has effects that are very visible to our eyes, effects that we often lament about. We are separated from those we love and that what we love. Lord Nityananda is a resident of another world, eternal world. He is full of bliss and we are called here Nirananda. Yes, we have some stimulation of the senses. Yes, and our interpretation machine called the mind interprets it as a pleasure. And yes, we feel when we are famous, important and significant. But these are nowhere near to blissful experiences. They are just happening as mechanic byproducts of the material energy. They are not touching the true self with a quality of happiness that is entirely spiritual. It's only an illusion that we identify with these things. Mm-hmm. So we who are in the temporary world, in the world where there is a constant fluctuation of happiness and distress, in fact, without this duality we would not experience either happiness nor distress. We need to be lifted up by a person from the spiritual dimension, from the, I give you another word, more than human world, into our eternal true home. Therefore, the acharyas always think, by now you know the line, sing along with me. He no nitai bine bai. Once again, you didn't know it's coming, so it's coming here. He no nitai bine bai, Radha Krishna paitenai. Without the grace and blessings of Lord Nityananda, who comes to lift us from this Anitya Nirananda world, we cannot obtain Radha and Krishna. So he is a member of the blissful eternal world and he can bring us there. I would like to now go to the point which I announced as possibly challenging. There is a pranam mantra, and in this of Lord Nityananda, and in this pranam mantra, you find a last line that you will have to put under the magnifying glass of your awakened intelligence. Not dormant, not sleeping, but awakened. Let us chant this pranam mantra. It was yesterday on the board. I will maybe interrupt it so that you can chant. Please listen carefully. We'll make a little music for you. We are a little ecstatic, so it should be a little high. Nityanandam aham nomi.
Nityanandam aham nomi.
Savananda karam param.
Savananda karam param.
Hari nama pradam devam.
Hari nama pradam devam.
Avaduta shiromanim.
Avaduta shiromanim.
I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is the awarder or giver of the highest joy to all. He is the bestower of the holy name and the crest jewel of all Paramahansa mendicants. The translator of this particular translation come from Hungary, and they have not dared to give us the translation of what is an avaduta. Avaduta Shiromani, the crest jewel of all avadutas, something very, very important for our understanding. Avadutas are persons who don't play by the rules of this world. In the Bhagavatam, I would like to give you six examples from the Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami is called an avaduta. The verse says, avaduta vesha. He was dressed as an avaduta. What is the dress of an avaduta? The four directions of the sky, east, west, what else? North, and so on. Vidura, in the third canto, first chapter, is called an avaduta, and Sridhar Swami in his purport says, avaduta means having an unkempt or unclean body. Who else is an avaduta in the Bhagavatam? Very famous. He's Krishna. Rishabdev. He's Krishna himself. And Yadabharat, Srila Prabhupada in this purport describes, they have no concern of the material world. Narada and Angira, Sudama is described as an avaduta. He's very poor, not washed. And Dattatreya in the 11th canto, he has dogs with him. Many dogs are his companions, says Shita Swami. So Avadhuta are these people who are described by the academics as the mad saints of God. You find them, for instance, in Vashana, there's one. When you see them, they are you become extremely blissful in his association. But he is an avaduta. It means they are often disregarded by the people. Remember Rishabdev, when he passed through the markets, the merchants threw rotten fruits at him. Shukadev Goswami, when he walked, there were children who went, like this. They stopped following him when all the saints offered respects to them. So they're disregarded by people. They have an unkempt appearance, and they're not concerned with the material world. They don't care for any rules of vana and ashram. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes an avaduta in his comment on Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila 801. One who has jumped over the rules of vanashram and ashramas, the individual who is situated in the self, is understood to be a yogi beyond vanashram. He is known as an avaduta. So, just to get this clear, he is absolutely disidentified with the body. He doesn't even know he has a body. He sees things not with material eyes. He is a totally realized person. Almost on the opposite spectrum of us, who are totally attached to the body and the mind. You know, he's on the opposite spectrum. Like a drunkard, sometimes the example is given, does not know if he has his head, or if it fell down, or if that he lies in the ditch, happily singing songs. You know, in the same way, the avaduta is detached, but not by anything crazy, and not by alcohol. He is intoxicated with divine love of Godhead. He's an ecstatic human being, in other words, and so on. Now, this needs to be looked at, because it is so different than what we are used to. My dear devotees, in our movement, you find those who are very, those who are niyamakaraha, they reject the rules and act whimsically. This is on one spectrum. By the way, that's not an avaduta, no? It's someone who acts whimsically, sometimes perhaps sinfully, you know. And then there is niyamagraha with a long A. There are people who insist on the letter of the rule, even at the cost of losing the spirit. These are very rigid people. In ISKCON lingo, you would call the first perhaps the free spirits, and the others the conservative people, and so on. An avaduta is different. He honors the rules as appropriate while pursuing the spirit. Let me give you an example. Let us say there is an accident. The first group would say, I don't care. my concern. I'm not compassionate. No. The second group would go to the place of the accident, but when there is a traffic light showing red, they would stop and wait until it shows green. And the third group, the Avaduta type, he would go also to the accident. There would be red on the traffic light, but he would go through the red. Now, the second group would say, hey, red, stop your car here. If the human beings stop following laws, our society will be animalistic. We must follow the laws to uphold the principle of law and order. It's a point which we can... I'm sorry, I can touch these. These are very deep philosophical things, but I want to get to a point, so I can only touch it. I know this requires more discussion than 2 minutes, Sachinandan Swami. My point, which I want to show, is to follow rules is absolutely important. We have an animal tendency which needs to be curtailed. Curtailed means... It needs to be tamed is a better word, by rules. But for instance, on the altar, there may sometimes appear situations where we just need to worship out of love. In kirtan, there may be situations when great feelings are devotional feelings are required. This is a touchy point. Do you see that it is touchy?
Yes.
Ooh, our constructed world is attacked by these dangerous people. It could lead to abuse of this. It could lead to abuse. It could destroy everything. But would you think the ambulance car can cross the red traffic light, yes or no? Are there situations in spiritual life which need a very specific address? I see situations here on the project where rules alone cannot address the entire situation. I see many, many such things. As I said, this is a dangerous thing. This is all of a sudden spiritual life is becoming something more individualistic, so to say, and it could lead to abuse. Therefore, there are a few rules that can never be broken. All these rules have to do with sin. Harming others, being violent towards others. You will see in a moment how Nityananda is an avaduta, but he asked everyone to stop sinning and chant the holy name. He himself is never involved in anything. I want to tell you now a specific pastime. Fasten your seatbelt. Are you interested?
Yes.
From the Chaitanya Bhagavat. One day, out of ecstasy, Nityananda lost his consciousness of the external world and forgot what he was doing. He then removed his cloth like a little child who feels hot and tied it on his head. He laughed as he jumped about and staggered like a drunkard around the courtyard. Quickly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nidai! And he took his turban and quickly covered Nityananda. There were tears of love flooding from his lotus eyes. He called out, Nimai Pandit of Nadia is my only lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hurriedly covered him with a cloth from his own head, like he had done many times before, he sang very nicely. He sang this song. Name Nityananda Tumi, Name Nityananda Tumi, Rupe Nityananda,
Rupe Nityananda,
Ei Tumi Nityananda,
Ei Tumi Nityananda,
Rama Muti Manta,
Rama Muti Manta.
Your name is Nityananda, your form is also Nityananda, or full of eternal bliss. You are Nityananda because you are Lord Balaram personified. We hear that Balaram and Krishna in the 10th canto, they would play in the dirt of Vrindavan. They were naked. They were only, it was only a small little thread around their bellies, and they were like little snakes. They were crawling still. They were not getting up, moving through the mud. And then they would hear someone walking by, or see someone walking by, and they thought it's the mother or the father because they were so small. But then they noticed it's not the mother and father, and they were frightened and shrieked. And Yashoda became aware and took her little darling boy on her wonderful, precious sari and pressed him to her heart. I'm here. I'm your mother. I'm here. So out of ecstasy, Nityananda, remembering all this, lost his external consciousness. And the text continues, Chaitanya said, with great bliss you wander here and there. You eat and you act in different ways. There's never a time when you are not blissful. Then he would say, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, one can attain devotion. Please know that Lord Nityananda has all the power of Lord Krishna. If Nityananda blesses someone, he begins to understand how trivial this material world is, this world of sense gratification, and he becomes detached from sense gratification. He thinks it's trivial, it's for the small minds, but I'm in a blissful state of mind now. And by Lord Nityananda's blessings, we are relieved from the constant pressure of the material illusion that is on us, and we can see the Vrindavan world, the Vrindavan of which he is a member. No, he is the member of the blissful world who comes to us in the who are suffering in this temporary world, which has only this duality of happiness and distress, which always go up and down. There are many verses like this, but I think it is clear. Lord Chaitanya said at that occasion, One who has faith and devotion for Lord Nityananda has faith and devotion for me, Lord Chaitanya also. Mm. Many verses like this. Krishna Das Kaviraj therefore sings, Jaya Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Jaya Nityananda,
Charanara Vinda,
Charanara Vinda,
Jana Hoite Painu,
Jana Hoite Painu,
Shri Radha Govinda,
Shri Radha Govinda.
All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Shri Radha Govinda. My dear devotees, understand it like this. The spiritual world is different from our world. It's eternal, full of bliss. In the spiritual world, only love rules. It's different from this world where ambition and desires for selfish, for our own security and validation is so important for us. Spiritual world is very different. The flowers don't wilt there. Wildness means that they don't become old. When Krishna plays his flute, the water stops. The bees speak to Krishna. Very different from our world. Transcendental. The Rig Veda says, the words try to reach there, but they come back without understanding. The mind tries to go there, but it comes back without understanding. That is the spiritual world, not what people worship in this world or understand in this world. It is beyond. There was once a Brahmana. He had come to he was from Navadvip, but he had come to visit Lord Chaitanya. Where was Lord Chaitanya staying in the latter period of his life? Jagannath Puri. And he raised his concerns about Nityananda. I don't understand Nityananda, he said. People say he's a sannyasi. By the way, he always was a brahmachari. But they say when you are a brahmachari in India and you have the saffron cloth, people say, oh, sannyasi mahashai. No, brahmachari. See my tail here. You know. No, Maharaj, you know. But he eats pan. And tambula. He always carries gold and silver on him. And pearls. Which renounced person has pearls around him? He decorates himself with sandalwood paste and flower garlands. Why he gave up a danda and took up an iron staff? Yes, Lord Nityananda always had an iron staff with him. I have not yet understood why, but I'm happy to understand that I can't understand Lord Nityananda. Why does he live in the homes of sudras? This is against the rules of the scriptures. I'm so doubtful. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then explained to the this Brahmana the different nature of Nityananda by saying he's in a total different category. C.G. Jung would have said, if you can understand him, he is not God. Western scholar? Ooh. All of you who go to universities, yes, you have to study Sigi Jung if you do psychology. I mean, it's compulsory. If he is understandable, he is not God. I like this word so much. You will find it in my new book a few times quoted. He's in the more than human dimension. It's just more. We are limited with our senses. I think you repeat this faithfully in your Bhakti Shastri courses. You know, the human being has three mistakes, no? He's an illusion. He's bound to make mistakes. What else?
Imperfect senses.
Wow, he cannot perceive truth. And he has a tendency to cheat and say, this is the truth. No, there's so much more. So after explaining things, and he explained about the Mahaprabhu explained about offenses. That's for Mahaprabhu always a very big point. Never criticize a Vaishnava. That is, he enchant the holy name. These two are necessary to go back home, back to Godhead. So he says, I have complete faith in Nitai. And then he says this famous verse, whether Sri Nityananda holds the hand of a Yavana woman or enters a liquor shop, his lotus feet are still worshipable even for Lord Brahma. My dear devotees, I do see some of you wrestling with this concept. I give you a bridge that you can understand. The spiritual reality must be it includes this, you know, in other words, there is everything what is here, but there is much, much more. This is a prison house for the jivas who have left the, it's a shadow reflection, but in the original, there's much, much more. To understand Lord Nityananda is only possible by exploring the wonders of his mercy. And that will be the subject of the next class. Then, and by understanding his pastimes, I only explained this one pastime. As far as I'm aware, this is one of two pastimes. The other pastimes are very understandable for the conditioned souls of this world. I mean, there are miracles which he works and so on and so forth. But they can all be understood. Why did I give you this class this morning? I wanted to show you the wonders of Krishna consciousness. I wanted to show you the transcendental aspect of it. Transcendental means it's beyond this world. It's a world of love. It's the world of miracles. It's the world of astonishment. Rasa means, what rasa is always, chamatka. Chamatka means you're always surprised, and so on. And some of it. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a very insightful, I mean, he's always insightful. I want to quote something, and then I will ask our Keshava Maharaj to address us. Remember, Balaram, in the spiritual world, he's the first manifestation of Krishna. From him, this Jiva Shakti, the living entities emanate, which are us. So, our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the jiva is a potency of Nityananda. Mm. no jiva, no living entity, can the medium, can be the medium of the service of the absolute to another jiva. In other words, no living entity, which is emanating from the Lord, can bring us and bring our service to Krishna. The Absolute alone may communicate his service to the separable constituents of himself. This is the real nature of the function of the Guru. Have you understood? Keshava Maharaj, you have understood, no? No, I think you have. In simple German language, es gibt einen Gott. Und es gibt Lebewesen. Und nur Gott kann die Lebewesen zu ihm führen. Die Lebewesen alleine können nicht zu ihm kommen. I know for most of us, this is, what is this? What is he talking? In English. There is a God, and there are living beings. On their own, no matter how they try, the living beings cannot reach God. But God can help the living beings to come to him. Simple enough? Should I say it in Croatian? I think you begin to understand. There are Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. It is not always the very, very easiest thing. It is something which has a spiritual dimension. It is exciting. It is always new to be discovered. I must tell you also, all these things which I have, I still know copy and paste. You don't know this art any longer because you use computers. This original copy and paste. I just was swimming in an ocean of nectar, and everything is copy and paste here. It is from the scriptures and from the acharyas. Because these are subjects that are wonderful. A takeaway for us. Worship Nityananda and you will become blissful. And this bliss will empower you to let go of what is your obstacle in life and come to Krishna. No? That is very simple understanding. Finished. Hare Krishna. I see our Gokishna. Siam Gopal is there. Siam Gopal is supremely intelligent. Also, I think you understood because Siam Gopal is very intelligent. Siam Gopal. If it's up to me, I would invite you to make a theater play. But I'm all the time slots are already away, but I have told many about your theater play. We have all laughed about your theater play. It's very good. So, Hare Krishna, is it all right what you heard, or are you full of doubts now? Yeah, you're from Bangladesh, Of course, it's very nice. Nitoi! Good. I will now request our Keshava Maharaj to come here because there are cameras. I will sit here. It's easier for you. Sri Nityananda Rama ki jai.
still following some rules. Om Gyan Timiranthasya Gyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Swaminarayan Sachinandan Maharaj Ki
Jai
Nityananda Rama Ki
Jai.
I just share a few thoughts. We have 5 or 10 minutes, so perhaps I'll continue from the thread of Maharaj. He was explaining in the end of his beautiful talk that the living entity cannot get to God. There's a gap, there's a distance, there's a great expanse to cover to go there. Hari Sauri, who's a beautiful poet, Hari Parshad, mentioned this in one of his talks. He explains that Balaram, Bala means strength. But he explains that Bala, or the strength of a king, is his army. So whenever a king is going to conquer a place, then first he sends Bala, first he sends his army, first he sends his soldiers, and they prepare the ground, and then the king will come. So in the same way, when Krishna wants to bring all the living entities back home, back to Godhead, then first Krishna sends Balaram first. And Balaram then shows the way. And in the same way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to bring all the living entities back, then first Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram, comes first. So Nityananda Prabhu is perhaps of all the avatars and all the manifestations of the Supreme Lord, the most relevant. Because Nitya Ananda, one who is eternally happy, perhaps that is what every single living entity is looking for. When we were coming here, we went through the cloud line. And I think, Maharaj, you had a podcast, is it Above the Clouds? Yeah. So we were in London and we were under the clouds. Under the weather, and it was dark, dim, rainy, windy. But then as soon as you come above the clouds, it's beautiful, it's sunny, it's peaceful, it's clear. And so there's this tendency within the living entity to always be under the clouds, under the weather. I think one devotee, Srila Prabhupada once said to one devotee, "Must I see your morose face every day?" This tendency to be morose, this tendency to be an anxiety, this tendency to always worry, this tendency to be overloaded in the mind is so much there within the living entity. Jiva Goswami confirms this because he says, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, the very first thing Krishna says to Arjuna, "Asochyan anvasochastvam pragyavadamscha bhashashe." Why are you lamenting? Don't lament. The very first thing Krishna says, Jiva Goswami commentates. And then he says the very final thing that Krishna says to Arjuna, "Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam saranam vraja hamdvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma sucha." So Jiva Goswami says the whole of the Bhagavad Gita is encapsulated within these two words, or one word, socha, which means lamentation, anxiety, moroseness, fear, trepidation. Jiva Goswami says this is the basic human condition. Everyone's life is surrounded by some level of moroseness. And therefore, the whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken to lift Arjuna out of his moroseness. But then later on we understand that the knowledge is not enough. The knowledge is not enough to lift us out of our moroseness. Sometimes we have so many anxieties, so many worries, and then devotees give us the philosophy. I'm like, oh, not again. I heard it all before. It doesn't help me. I still feel morose. And then we're realizing that the knowledge is not enough. Therefore, when Krishna comes with Balaram. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Chaitanya comes with Nityananda. Because Krishna represents knowledge, but then his first expansion represents the strength that comes from the mercy, which helps us to actually imbibe that knowledge and come out of our moroseness. So Nityananda Prabhu is lifting everyone out of their moroseness. One time His Holiness Jaya Pataka Maharaj was giving a class and someone put their hand up and said, Maharaj, how can we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? And Maharaj just looked at this person and he was completely confused. Maharaj, he looked at this person and he said, get the mercy. He said, that's not the question. How can you avoid the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? Because Nityananda Prabhu is lifting. Premananda Sukhi, Haha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Balokana Koro, Ami Boro Dukhi. Lifting out of the moroseness of life. Krishna Das Kaviraj here, he's in ecstasy because he got the mercy of Nityananda, but he was also in a state of moroseness, he was also in a state of fear. He was also in great anxiety because the great devotee Miniketan Aram had been mistreated in his home. But then what happened in that fear and anxiety that night, Nityananda Prabhu came to him in a dream. Are are Krishna Das Nakaraha Bhai Vrindavana Yaha Taha Sarvala Bhyahai. Are are Krishna Das, oh dear Krishna Das, Nagaraha Bhai, don't be morose, don't be fearful, don't be in anxiety. Vrindavana Yaha Taha, just go to Vrindavan, Sarva Labhya Hai, and there you will get everything. So Maharaj was explaining that we can't, there's a gap between us and Krishna. And so Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's representatives, they're leading the way, they're showing the way. Nityananda Prabhu showed Krishna Das Kaviraj the way. Go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu showed Narottam Das Thakur the way. Go to the Padma. There you'll get love. Nityananda Prabhu showed Raghunath Das Goswami the way. Yes, they met at Panihati and he said, yes, go to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now. So if you see what Nityananda Prabhu is doing, is he's basically directing everyone to the treasure. Golokera Prema Dhan, Harinam Sankirtan. He's directing everyone to get the treasure of Prema. So this is so significant. Maharaj told the story of yesterday of how Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. And this morning, Maharaj, you mentioned about how before Mahaprabhu took all the devotees to meet Nityananda, he had sent out Srivas Thakur and he had sent Haridas Thakur to find Nityananda. An extra comment is given on this, that this is very, very significant that Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur couldn't find Nityananda. There's actually a very deep point here. Ontologically, who is Srivas Thakur? Narada Muni. And ontologically, who is Haridas Thakur? Brahma. So the comment is given that who would know the universe, every single corner of the universe, better than Narada Muni, who's traveled to every corner of the universe, and Brahma, who created the whole universe. If you wanted to ask directions to anyone for anything in the universe, those are the two people in the entire creation you would pick. Because who can know the creation better than the creator and the one who's traveled to every single corner of the creation? Yet even the creator and the one who's traveled to every single corner of the creation, even they could not find Nityananda, who is the guru. And the teaching is that it doesn't matter what you do. Only when good fortune arises, only when you get causeless mercy, only by some unimaginable great bhagya, does Nityananda Prabhu and his representative appear in our life. And so it's so significant this day for us to feel so much gratitude for coming in contact with Nityananda Prabhu, who is making up the shortfall, and to also come in contact with the representative of Nityananda Prabhu, because it's all great fortune. Bhagyavan Jeev, only a very, very fortunate soul makes that connection. And so, so many things can be said about Nityananda Prabhu. I'll share one final thing. In his diary, Swarup Damodar, in his Kadacha, he mentions that each of the Panchatattva represent a shelter of different things. Each of them are ashraya of something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Rasa Ashraya. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all rasa is being experienced. And that makes sense because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Krishna. And when Rasaraj Krishna wanted to experience the rasa that Srimati Radharani tastes, then he comes as Mahaprabhu. So when you add Rasaraj Krishna and you add in the rasa of Srimati Radharani's taste, then you have Rasa Ashraya, the form of the Lord who can experience all rasa. So Mahaprabhu is known as Rasa Ashraya. Advaita Acharya, he is known as Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. He is the embodiment of someone who knows how to worship with the greatest intensity and focus, like nobody else. Because yes, Tulasi Dalamatrena Jalasya Chulukena Va Vikrinite Svamatmanam Bhakta Vatsala Bhaktebhyo Bhakta Vatsala. That he did that worship of his Shaligram, but he did it with such intensity, such focus, such devotion, that the Lord had to appear. So he teaches us how to worship with incredible intensity. Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar says, is Bhava Ashraya. He is the embodiment of all bhav, all transcendental emotion. That makes sense. Because who is Gadadhar Pandit? Srimati Radharani. And the highest development of prema is Mahabhav. And it's said that Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. So therefore, Srimati Radharani, when she comes, she becomes the Bhava Ashraya. And Srivas Thakur, Swarup Damodar says, he is the Shuddhanam Ashraya. He is the embodiment of chanting the holy name with a complete level of absorption in Srivas Angan that was going on. The intensity of that chanting in its connection with Krishna is unparalleled. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Srivas Angan is non-different from the Rasa Mandali. It's the intensity of connection between the devotee and Krishna in both places is non-different, it's the same. So Srivas Thakur is the embodiment of that. So now, the only one that's left is Nityananda Prabhu. If Mahaprabhu is Rasa Ashraya, Advaita is Pancharatrika Ashraya, Gadadhar Pandit is Bhava Ashraya, and Srivas Thakur is Shuddhanam Ashraya, then who is Nityananda Prabhu? Kripa? Any other taker? Bhakta Ashraya? Jiva Ashraya? Ananda Ashraya? Well, that's good. We could make a new philosophy. Good. Yes, Maharaj reveals the answer. Prema Ashraya. Yes. Saurabh Damodar says Nityananda Prabhu is Prema Ashraya. It's interesting because we think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Prema Purushottam, the embodiment of love. So sometimes the question is asked, why is he Prema Ashraya? Mahaprabhu is Prema Purushottam. But it's said that yes, Mahaprabhu is giving and experiencing, but Nityananda Prabhu is Prema Ashraya because the abundance with which he gives and the lack of discrimination with which he gives because of his intoxicated state means that he is the one to go to for Prema. So Nityananda Prabhu is that personality who is giving prema, who is giving us access and ultimately making us mad. Maharaj was talking today about Avadhut and how he's an Avadhut, he's mad. And actually, this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. There's a very interesting letter Prabhupada writes to a GBC. So he's explaining in the letter many duties of what a GBC is meant to do. Of course, very highest position, you can say, of responsibility. But right at the end of the letter to the GBC, Prabhupada writes, and don't forget your main duty as a GBC is to become mad after Krishna. So it's a very beautiful letter. Because it doesn't matter how many responsibilities you have in the world, even if it goes to that level of seriousness, it doesn't matter how many responsibilities you have, the main responsibility for every single devotee is to become mad after Krishna. And the only way you can become mad after Krishna is if you get the mercy of the personality who is completely maddened. Prema Mata Nityananda, and that is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. Nityananda Trayodashi Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. That was so enlightening and inspiring. Our Maharaj, no? So, yes, our Maharaj, yes. Yes, thank you very much for these wonderful points. Also, the final point about Prema Ashraya, Nityananda, from the notebook of Swami Damodar Goswami, yes. We will not be able to take questions at this stage. There are other opportunities. We will now all go forward to have the darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. So let us conclude this lecture by shouting happily. Sri Nityananda Rama ki
jai,
Sri Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gaur Premanandi, Hare Krishna. One thing, we have usually very enthusiastic Matajis, and that is good, become more enthusiastic, but please also keep some place for us shy men, so that we can also see the darshan. Hare Krishna.